Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers Church. We're so excited to have you with us today. I'm going to be sharing the vision of 2018 and the prophetic declaration. Sit back and enjoy and open up your spirit to see what God has to say to you today. Every year I ask the Lord for a theme. I ask the Lord for a prophetic word for our church. And over the years, He's given me words that literally impact the life of our community and the communities of the world. By the way, all those who are watching online, there will be 150,000 of you today. We are expecting this word for you as well. And so I was asking the Lord, last year it was a year of double portion, and so we wanted to double our small groups and discipleship, and we got pretty close to that. Pretty amazing what God did in the last 12 months. And I was praying for the Lord to give me something for this year, like I always do. And I remember going into His presence, and he dropped just two words. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And then I started researching it and started getting it deeper in my spirit. But I'm here to declare to you, in a moment, I'm here to declare to you what this year is about to be. For your life, for us as a church, that we're going to live under this prophetic declaration, what God's about to do in your life. So we're going to go to the video, which is our intro video. We couldn't play it this week because then I'd give it away. But this is the video of what we are about to release. This is the prophetic declaration of what we are about to release. Let's do it. Supernatural increase this year. That's the word of the Lord for us this year. This year, from Austin, Texas, to Cape Town, to Singapore, to Geneva, to our Melbourne campuses, in your life is going to be a year of supernatural increase. And if you believe it, would you praise God all across the world, online, praise Him. A year of supernatural increase. I'm excited. See, I want to speak to you about the supernatural increase, and I'm just going to give you an overview because there is so much I want to talk about, but I can't do it in just the little snippet. So that's why you need to be in church every week, because you get the whole deal. This is just the entree. This is just you're reading the menu. We're just reading the menu this morning. This year we're going to eat from the menu. I'm speaking to you on supernatural increase of 1-2-12. 1-2-12. In Genesis chapter 9, the world had been wiped out by rain, and Noah and his family were left, and Noah and his family were left. And God came back to Noah and gave him the word that he had given Adam and Eve, and he'd given Abraham before the flood. And it says this in Genesis 9, and God pronounced a blessing upon Noah and his sons, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Verse 7 says, and you will be fruitful and multiply, ply, and bring forth abundantly on the earth and multiply on it. So this year is a year of supernatural increase. What is supernatural? Supernatural is something that takes place outside the natural world. It goes above, it goes over, it goes higher, and it goes beyond the ordinary course of nature. It is purely divine. See, when God comes and takes your seed and he increases it, he takes it beyond what you can dream or imagine. Ephesians 3:20 in the Amplified Version says, to him who is able to do superabundantly, far over and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And we've talked about this in the year of overflow. But God wants to take your life and my life and bring his super to our natural. He wants to take our lives and literally blow our minds with his blessing, with his favor, with the influence that you have. He wants to use your life in a way like you've never seen it before. We are a church of the supernatural, and we've had supernatural years every year. But there is something when God says a year of supernatural increase, it means we're turning the volume up. It means we're going a whole nother level. If you could see, if you can get here to our 7 a.m. prayer meetings or our prayer meetings all over the world, we are now having hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people turn up at 7 a.m. because they believe for a supernatural increase. So supernatural means something that takes out place of the natural world. It's above, it's supernatural. Increase means multiplication, favor, outbreak. I believe there's going to be an outbreak of blessing because you've turned up to your workplace. I believe, you know, there's bad outbreaks and good outbreaks. When I was a teenager, I had some outbreaks on my face. My brother had more. I used to call him Crater Face, actually. He used to beat me up, so the only way to get back with him was tease him and then run. I'm not talking about that type of outbreak. I'm talking about an outbreak of blessing. That word increase means expansion. It means to surge. It means an enlargement. It means an upgrade. It means breakthrough. It means growth. It means blessing. It means more and more. So a year of supernatural increase, what it means is God explodes your ability to multiply. He takes what's natural and makes it increase supernaturally. Let me say that again. This year, God explodes your and my ability to multiply, and he takes what is natural and makes it increase supernaturally. See, when God created the earth in creation, there was a supernatural explosion. He said, let there be light, and there's light. See, creation started from a supernatural word. It came out of the supernatural explosion through God's declared word. Every time God declares his word, something explodes. Something increases. Creation came out of the supernatural explosion. And what God created, he then created Adam and the animals and trees, and he created the earth, and he actually put in nature the ability to multiply. He put in a seed that came out of a supernatural explosion. The scientists call it the Big Bang Theory. Yes, it was a Big Bang. It was God's declared word, bang, and things exploded, something out of nothing. See, you're not a monkey that got lucky. You're created out of the voice of the very God himself. When God created you, he spoke you into existence. He spoke your ability to reproduce. He spoke your ability to dream. He spoke your ability to see increase. See, he puts in every living thing seed or the ability to multiply. God put in creation the ability to multiply naturally. Every living creature has the biological and DNA propensity to multiply naturally. When I was growing up, my mum, she's a farm girl, so we had a big backyard. We lived in a pretty poor area, but we had a big backyard. It's probably why we had a big backyard, because we could afford a house that had a big backyard. And we used to play cricket in the backyard. It was awesome. I remember playing, there's this game called Splits where you'd stand there and you'd have a knife and you'd throw there and you'd split, and then the way to get your leg back together is you'd have to throw it in between. And so me and my brother would be about 40 yards away and we played splits. We played it one time with a dart and it split my leg actually. We used to play cricket with golf balls and they would hit mum's windows on a regular basis. Pastor Tim was our youth pastor and he would come as a youth group to sing carols at Christmas time, and we used to love this. And so we would hide on the roof with water and they'd be singing Silent Night and we'd come and spray them with water. It was pretty mean. And then Pastor Tim, to get me back, stole our dog. He kidnapped our dog. And he said, if you don't come out, we're going to take your dog away. And I've been compassionate. And I was an animal lover back then. And so I surrendered myself. The dog was hostage and I gave my life for it. Anyway, we had this backyard, which, you know, we had a dog and the dog was natural fertilizer for the backyard. You know, I go down the street and I see people walking dogs and they must really love their dogs because they wear these glove things that pick up things that the dogs drop on the street. You must really love your dog or hate fines, one of the two. And so my mum, she loved peaches and nectarines and so she decided she was going to get some seed and plant it in the ground and create a nectarine tree and also a peach tree. At white peaches, anyone like white peaches? Nice, juicy white peaches. And so she'd get the seed and put it in the ground because God had created seed at the creation of the earth to create natural increase. And so my mother would there go and she would put my dog's fertilizer on it and she would put fertilizer as well and she'd water it. And then the tree grew a little bit and we'd use it as the wickets, the cricket wickets, and we'd get ministered to by the cricket bat after that. And so the tree eventually grew and eventually, because she nurtured the tree, she'd speak over the tree. Actually, she goes, I declare increase. I declare nice, juicy peaches. And so eventually these peaches came out and they were amazing. In fact, they were so big that the tree got so heavy that she had to prune the tree after a while so we could see more peaches grow. And then what she would do is she'd get these peaches and she would, what do they do to peaches? Dry peaches or whatever, and they put them in these, what do they call it? Not dry it, they would preserve, yes, and keep it for winter and stuff like that. So I had peaches all year round, I had nectarines all year round. And then we had apricots and she'd get apricot, make apricot jam. And so we would have that all year round and all came out of a natural seed that came from a supernatural explosion, a supernatural increase. And you see, so God has put in your life and my life the ability to multiply naturally. But when he puts his super on our natural, it takes it to a nuclear world realm. Not a world, realm. It takes us to a level like we've never seen before. What is this saying to you as an individual? That when God brings supernatural increase to your family, guess what's happening? You're going to be like Obed-Edom. When the presence of God comes into his house, everything gets blessed. I am believing for the blessing of God on your life this year because there will be increase. You know, really, all pruning is about is making you having the ability to see greater increase. The reason why God prunes us and he gets things that are dead out of our lives because he says, I don't want anything to get in the way of my declared word. So creation, God is putting creation the ability to multiply. But God's word has a power to bring supernatural increase. When God declares something, a year of double portion, when he declares it, when it's a word that comes from his presence, guess what happens? It gets released. And the same, when he speaks over your life, I'm going to release a year of supernatural increase. Some of you are going to be blown away by how much God uses you this year. And it's actually going to become easier, not harder. You're going to walk in and literally things are going to shift in the spirit. You're going to walk into business deals and you're bound the spirit that is trying to stop or block this deal. And it's just going to open up and you're going to go, OMG, I can't believe that just happening. And see, God wants you to start lifting your vision to another level. He wants you to start seeing greater than you've ever seen before. He wants you to start believing like you've never believed before. We are believing. We're not skeptics, we're believers, and we believe that Jesus is all powerful, that every sickness has been rendered and broken, and every disease is under Jesus' feet, and every situation that you face has been dealt with on the cross and on the resurrection of Jesus. So if you believe that all across the world, would you give God a praise like he's worthy of? Wow. See, I want to show you something. I want to show you the 1-2-12 principle. 1-2-12 principle. God releases something in the third generation and beyond. And then the fourth generation. See, in the first generation, God gives seed supernaturally. Abraham was there and God says, see the stars in the sky, that's your inheritance. And Abraham's, woohoo. And then he says, Sarah, hey, baby, we're going to produce lots of children. God says, there's our inheritance. Every time they went for a walk, they're like, yay, amen. Every time they went on the beach, woohoo, that's the promise of God. But for month after month after month after month after month after month after month, there was disappointment. I think it was for 25 years. 25 years times 12 equals what? 300 minus 9, which equals 291 months, there was disappointment. 291 months, they would check if they were pregnant. No, not pregnant again. But they kept being intimate with the promise. They kept being intimate with what God says. And then one day, everyone say one day. She comes home and she said, Abraham's, he's been looking after whatever. And she goes, baby, I'm pregnant. And he's like, blessed be the name of the Lord. And then they produce Isaac. He's the first child of the promise. There's billions of stars, but there's only one child of the promise in the first generation. Everyone say one. One. Then comes Isaac. And I'm going to be talking about Laban a lot. For a period of time, because God began to speak to me out of Laban and it began to show me that in Laban's 14th year that God gave him the spotted and speckled, he gave them all the things that people didn't want. Laban wanted to keep Jacob, but Isaac, right? Wanted to keep Isaac, but Isaac wanted to produce what God had put on his destiny. And in his 14th year, he started walking in his destiny. He started seeing the blessing of God. Every other place he had blessed everyone else who had been working for. But in the 14th year, there came a blessing upon Isaac that blew everyone away. And this is our 14th year. And so there's Isaac. And Isaac has two sons of the promise. They are Jacob and Esau. Two sons. So Abraham has one, Isaac has two, Jacob and Esau. Then Jacob has 12. So in the third generation, it becomes supernatural exponential growth. 1-2-12. 1-2-12. And then in the fourth generation, Joseph is born. And listen to what happens with Joseph. Joseph, listen, this is so cool. Joseph, if I find it, I had it. It's disappeared. Come back, wherever you are. Oh, this didn't save what I put in there. But in Joseph's generation, he saw a whole nation increase so much that it scared the very life out of the Egyptians. So one child, one first generation, one seed of the promise. Second generation, two seeds of the promise, double portion. Third generation, 12. 1, 2, 12. Then it went from 12 to millions. 1, 2, 12 millions. 1, 2, 12 millions. Adam was the first Adam. Jesus was the second Adam. And Jesus raised up 12 disciples, 1, 2, 12. And out of those 12 disciples, 3,000 were saved in one day, and the church exploded across the world, 1, 2, 12. So there is something that happens in the spirit when God begins to speak generationally. I'm here to tell you today, I want to show you just really briefly, I've got 8 minutes. Laban's flocks multiplied by supernatural increase. The widow's oil in 2 Kings, where they'd run out of oil and they're about to give it her children away, and the prophet comes in and says, the word of the Lord came and says, get more containers, vessels. And so they went from place to place looking for vessels because they only had a little jar of oil left, and they kept pouring and they kept pouring and they kept pouring and they kept pouring and they kept pouring, and the oil stopped when they stopped getting vessels or jars. See, here's what I want to challenge you as a church. Keep bringing your jars. Keep bringing people. Keep looking for miracles. Keep looking for the breakthrough. And keep pouring, because the oil doesn't stop where there's still jars in the place. Think about the boys' lunch. Takes lunch. And you know, I can imagine my children, my daughter, my son particularly, Sam would say, eat your lunch, Jonathan. Yes, Mum. And then, did you eat your lunch? Yeah, I did. And then about 3 weeks later, we actually discovered he hadn't, and there was mold in his room. So mums are really particular about children eating their lunch. And this boy goes out one day to multitudes. He got his lunch. Everyone else hasn't planned lunch, just the boy. It's a little lunch, and Jesus gets it and he multiplies it. That's called supernatural increase, because a lunch could only feed one boy. But when Jesus gets a hold of it and declares over it, and he said, Father, I'm doing this just to show who you are, and he multiplies it, and it goes from one lunch to feeding at least 5,000 people that day. That's men plus their families plus their children. So it's probably about 40,000 people. Up to 40,000 people were fed out of one boy's lunch. You might say, I've just got a little bit. I've got good news for you. Out of your little bit, it can feed multitudes. Out of what you think is small, when God supernaturally increases it, nothing can stop it. In fact, there's going to be leftovers for you. Think about the disciples fishing. All night they've caught no fish. Jesus turns up and he says, have you caught any fish? No, Jesus. He said, put the net on the other side. Jesus, whoa, time out for a second, Jesus. We're the fishermen. You're the rabbi. We know about fish and we've been fishing all night. That's what they could have said. They could have reasoned themselves out of their supernatural increase. So they put their net on the other side, and the Bible says they have so much fish that they have to get the other boats and they fill all the other boats fish. That is, all the other boats with fish. That is called supernatural increase. And I'm here to tell you, if you put your nets down deep, the Bible calls us fishers of men. If you go looking for people that you can love and care for and minister to and bless and provide for and pray for, and you put your net there, God says, okay, cool, I'm going to bring super to your natural. You put the net out, I'll call the fish in, and you'll have so much fish, it just won't be your boat that's blessed, it'll be everyone else's boat. Supernatural increase. I'm just giving you an overview. All through Scripture, God's put it in nature for things to increase, but we put things in heaven for things to supernatural increase. So what are we believing for this year? And I'm just going to give you some really brief things. Belief and brief. Supernatural increase in every area of your life. I'm believing for your health to be blessed and prosperous. I'm believing for your business and your jobs and whatever you need. The Bible says that our God isn't poor, that He supplies all our needs according to His riches in glory. Whatever you need and beyond. I'm believing for your family to be blessed. I'm believing for every part of your life to be blessed. There might be some pruning, but out of that pruning will become more blessing. So our vision goals, and there's a whole heap more than this, but I'm just going to give you some just quick ones. In our Melbourne campus, which is all our five campuses here, including Geelong, we are believing by this time next year that we will be at 16,910 people, part of Planet Shakers Church. Right now there is 14,500. In our Austin campus, we're believing for 970. In our Cape Town campus, we're believing for 2,480. In Singapore, 500. In Geneva, 300. So by the end of this time next year, when we're at this time next year, we'll be at 21,160 people. We are believing for Decisions for Christ this year in Melbourne campuses, 10,400 people, 200 people saved every week. In Austin, 364 decisions. In Cape Town, 1,500. In Singapore, 350, in Geneva 250, with a total of 12,864 people giving their life to Jesus Christ. We're believing when it comes to new people that visit the church. We're believing, last year we had so many people, but we're believing for increase to 12,472 that attend our Melbourne campuses, that 350 in our Austin, 1,800 in Cape Town, 900 in Singapore, 400 in Geneva, to a total of 15,922 visitors that would come to our churches. Urban life groups. In Australia, we're believing to have 503 by the end of the year. Austin, Texas, 30. Cape Town, 100. Singapore, 20. Geneva, 9. Then 662 urban life groups across the world. And then in our debt in Melbourne, we owe about $5 million. I am believing, and I think God has given, I know God's given me a strategy, if we could raise 100 people that would give $50,000 each this year and say, I'm going to be committed to seeing the debt totally wiped out, that will be $5 million paid off and totally out of debt by July 2019. I'm believing that we raised 20 million rand for a new building in Cape Town. I'm believing that we're believing for $120,000 to be paid off our building loan in Austin, and believing for $200,000 per week in our tithes here. Our offerings are bigger than that, but our tithes in our Austin campus, $15,000 a week. In our Cape Town campus, 70,000 rand a week. In our Singapore campus, 8,000 Sing dollars. And in our Geneva, 2,500, whatever you call it, Swiss francs. And I'm believing that that is just, we'll be blown away. We won't even touch that. We'll do that easy. I'm believing that this year will be a year that we step up, because as we get our seed and we say, God, we're going to sow it. You know, the thing about seed is what happens is when you put it in the ground and it grows a tree, the tree has got full of seed. And then when the wind blows, seed goes. When the wind blows, seed goes. When the wind blows, seed goes, and what happens is our seed touched places we didn't even realize we were touching. When God told us to start a conference called Planet Shakers, we sowed seed. That seed grew and grew, the tree grew and grew and grew, and then God said, start a church called Planet Shakers 14 years ago. We've done that. We're now about 17,000 people globally that attend, and 150,000 people online every Sunday. We now have close to 2.8 million followers on social media. That seed has touched places like China. That seed has touched places like Romania. That seed has touched places like Singapore. That seed has touched places like Ireland. That seed has touched places like the Philippines. Someone's going to have to clean this up afterwards. That seed. You see, when the wind blows, seed comes and is released. But if you don't sow the seed and let God bring increase, it stays in your hand. But it's time to put seed in your hand and say, God, here it is. I'm going to sow this and I'm going to release this for your kingdom. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Woo. Woo. His spirit is here. I was preparing this week. I went a little old school and I started singing the song, Holy Ghost, you're wonderful, like a wind blowing strong. We've had a great move of God's Spirit over the years, but the wind is increasing. The seed has increased, but there's more. There's supernatural increase for you this year. You just got to get your seed and not keep it to yourself, but release it for the kingdom of God. And then God brings super to your natural. And the beauty thing is when you sow your life, your talent, your finances, your gifts, your time into God's kingdom, He gives you back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. Why? Because a supernatural exchange happens. Supernaturally, what you sow gets sown back beyond your wildest dream. I remember as a teenager saying, God, use me. God, use me. Here's my life. Take every part. We're going to sing that. Here's my life. Take it, Lord. And I'm amazed. I turn up to places and go, how did that happen? Because I've constantly gone back, not kept the seed. Bible says, cast your bread upon the water and it will return. The miracles that have happened through our campuses is amazing, but the millions of miracles. You know how many testimonies we have? People, I got saved listening to that song. I got healed listening to that song. I got set free listening to that song. Would we, all across our campuses, just for a moment, just lift our hands to heaven. Just lift our hands to heaven. And say, God, this year we are believing for supernatural increase. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're believing that God brings a supernatural increase to your life. We would love to connect with you. You can connect with us on any social media platform or email us at church@planetshakers.com. Email a prayer request, a prayer need, or a praise report of what you believe in God to do. This is the year of supernatural increase, and we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. It's going to be awesome.